Ryan, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You just had a birthday. This isn't your actual birthday, but
it's no, today is the birthday.
It's in the span of your birthday.
This is the day.
Well,
the
12th. But you know, in the magic of us talking, it's not usually. This isn't like out on the day of your birthday.
But, oh, that's true. That's true. But
I pulled the curtain back on the process.
broke that fourth wall. Man.
Yeah, I know. Everything has been shattered. But Ryan, how old are you this year?
26.
That's a big. I mean, is that a big one? We're kind of in those in-between years right now.
Yeah, I think 25 was a big one. 26 is kind of big.
But I'm wondering if you're feeling sensitive about your age, if you're aware of it.
I would say I'm definitely aware of it. You know, I think I have kind of passed out of the zone of being young and having to, you know, extra qualify myself because I was young.
You've passed out of... What is the line that you've put... in your mind that
I no longer look like I've just graduated from college.
I'd have to disagree with you on that. I've just seen some Facebook pictures of you where you look like a bro.
Yeah, actually you still look like you're in college in that picture.
That's true.
Is that you attempting to stay young? I mean, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it's a great ironic thing to do on your birthday. Actually, because this wasn't actually my birthday. It was the party was a last night before my birthday party.
Oh, is that how you're celebrating now? It's as opposed to celebrating on the day of and celebrating the actual event of getting older, you're now initiating a party beforehand in some way.
A last hurrah?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a rage against the machine, you know, against the dying of the night.
But the reason we're talking about your birthday on this podcast specifically is because you believe that there is a complexity to the way that people are wished happy birthday.
Indeed. As I have seen over the past 24 hours, or I guess we're not really at a full 24, but I've received a number of Facebook happy birthdays. And I've also received some text happy birthdays. And I guess I haven't actually had any call happy birthdays.
You haven't had a single call happy birthday?
Well, my mother texted me and said, hey, can you call later? And then somebody else butt dialed me.
That doesn't count.
No, it was not up for the birthday.
That's an accident. Unless they miraculously were screaming happy birthday when they butt dialed you.
That would be impressive.
That's what I always do when I butt dial someone.
You just start screaming happy birthday.
And since I don't know when I butt dial people, I just scream happy birthday all the time.
Maniac, but very typical in New York. So, Ryan, does this... this big to-do, I feel like this is a tradition now. We all expect that we're going to get lots of Facebook happy birthdays, or if you're a Twitter person, Twitter happy birthdays, and maybe not many call happy birthdays is kind of an expected thing at this point. But is this enjoyable to you?
I mean, it's not bad. I mean, you feel loved. You feel appreciated somewhat.
You're reminded that birthdays. You're old.
I mean, I guess the question is, you know, at what point in your friendship do you have to do the text happy birthday as opposed to the Facebook happy birthday? And if you're going to do the Facebook happy birthday, do you just write happy birthday or do you have to kind of customize the message?
How would you do it?
I generally just go with happy birthday because I feel like you get the cred there. Sometimes I see happy birthday, sir, or happy birthday, girl.
That's very proper. I guess.
I think it's a nice way to mix it up.
But you mentioned to me that you end up getting a lot of Facebook happy birthdays from people you don't know very well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, because I think you get an even breakdown between the people that, like, want to wish you happy birthday and people that are, like, really good about always checking whose birthday it is. And then I think you get people, and I do this every once in a while, I'll log on and it'll say, like, it's so-and-so's birthday today. It'll be like, oh. I mean, because you don't even have to click on their page anymore. You can just type it in and press enter.
I am terrible at remembering people's birthdays. And so, but now I'm like, I also don't like doing what you just explained, that, oh, Facebook will remind me of someone's birthday, and I feel so guilty that I end up not wishing them a happy birthday because I should have remembered on my own, right?
Yeah.
But what do you do, Roshan?
Well, I don't wish people happy birthday very frequently at all.
Yeah, you don't seem like
I'm not really a big fan of birthdays. I think they're pointless and stupid, but that's...
Wow.
Whoa.
No, that's not beside the point. You think that's not beside the point, but that's not beside the point. Why? Why do you have such a strong negative reaction?
I don't have a negative reaction. I just don't see any point to the celebration. It's a day. It's no different than any other day.
But it's your day.
No, but it's not.
But like this week we're celebrating Mother's Day and moms get a day.
See, I don't care about Mother's Day either.
Well, do you care about your mother?
Yes, but I don't care about Mother's Day. Why should I care more about my mother on one specific day than all the other days of the year?
Because you can put a particular emphasis on celebrating her and the achievements and then the things she's given you in life. You can proclaim love. Don't you think it'd be weird if like one day on Facebook or on other social means that you were just like, I love my mom.
I don't see why maybe people would look strangely at you, but I don't see how that's any different than saying it on Mother's Day. And in fact, it's probably more meaningful than saying it on Mother's Day, because on Mother's Day, you are kind of socially required to say, oh, happy Mother's Day, mother. And there's not necessarily any sentiment behind that. You're just doing it because this is what you're supposed to do.
Right. It's canned emotion.
Yeah. It's like the greeting card. And, you know, you buy someone a Mother's Day greeting card or Valentine's Day greeting card or birthday card, whatever. That's just, I feel guilty that I haven't done anything for you recently. Let me give you this like commercial like card that somebody else has made for you and I have put no thought into.
But don't you feel good? I mean, I feel good when people wish me happy birthday, even though I'm terrible at wishing people happy birthdays. And I never remember, and I rarely do it when I have the moment. When I see the opportunity to do it, I don't wish people happy birthdays very often because I'd rather either do it in person or I don't know you well enough, so I'm just going to not do it. But I still get a warm, fuzzy feeling from people wishing me a happy birthday, like it's my day to be remembered.
I think with like... If you're talking about like Facebook happy birthdays, when I get a happy birthday on Facebook, it depends on what the message is there. If it's someone that I don't know well, like we said, that often happens, then that's clearly not someone who's wishing me a happy birthday. It's someone trying to feel good about themselves about wishing someone a happy birthday. Look, I'm a nice person. I wished happy birthday.
Wow. So you think it's not just a courtesy. It's a thoughtless courtesy.
Well, if I've not talked to this person in 5 years...
Right, like they're getting,
and you're not saying anything more than happy birthday. You're not attempting to rekindle a relationship. You're not attempting to connect in any way. You're just saying happy birthday. Like, it's not really a very meaningful thing to say.
I disagree here. And pretty much all of your points, Rajan. I think that birthdays are a very valuable holiday because it's like the day about you. You know, you can have a day that's for you. You know, it's your special. It's the day when you can say that you're special, because none of the other holidays are just about you.
Okay, so maybe my life has been I've been traumatized by my circumstances, but my birthday is the day before my parents' anniversary. So there's always been kind of. I feel like neither of them have really been that played up in my life. Because they're kind of the same day, almost. And now I have an additional birthday conflict in that my girlfriend and I share the same birthday.
Whoa!
And so...
Wait, now that's cool.
I actually don't have a birthday anymore, right. Really.
No, you right. do. You have
no,
like
I
a...
Don't. No, I don't. I haven't had a birthday for the past 3 years, and I probably never will again. So that's fine.
You're so defeatist here. You need to have this self-empowerment from a birthday. It's important for people, right? You need, like Ryan said, I think that like if you just named a day and said, this is my day, everyone do things for me and be courteous and remember that I'm a human being on this very giant planet in this extremely humongous universe. I'm a person. That's what the birthday does for you. I mean, it's a little forced, but it reminds people that you exist and sets the course for the next year in your life, and it's empowering to you in some ways, or it could be.
I don't know.
but because you share it with your girlfriend, now you can do it together, I guess. You can, like, join power rings and...
Well, I guess the reason why I say that I no longer have a birthday is that she cares more about birthdays, and I don't care about birthdays. Mm. So therefore, whatever the birthday is centered around. It's going to be what she wants to do because she cares about birthdays and I don't, you know?
Well, here's the thing, though, that I think if you really care about birthdays, I think that you need to care about giving as well as receiving birthdays.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
like,
true.
You mean, you know, if you want to, if it's your birthday, throw a party and like do something for other people, sort of thing.
I mean, I think, well, yeah, in that way, like, I try to have a really good, like, if I have a party on my birthday, like, I, you know, buy a lot of food and booze for everybody, you know, that, that comes, even though it's my birthday. And some people would be like, oh, don't, oh, you shouldn't have to do any of that. I'm like, no, it's my birthday. I want to give back. And then, I think the other thing, though, is you have to, like, if you value, I think a birthday can be a big karmic test for you, you know, and that if you have really shown appreciation to others on their birthdays, I think that's the mark of a real birthday social accomplishment, is when you've like really gone all out for others' birthdays, and then you don't even have to like really try hard on to do anything on your birthday. People will like do stuff for you because they remember how great you were to them on their birthday.
But it has to be beyond what like a Facebook happy birthday. You're talking.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that's necessarily a correlated to well, maybe it's like maybe slightly correlated, but I don't think it's exclusively related to how you have been on other people's birthdays. I think it's more if you are if they're a good friend of yours and you happen to care about birthdays, you're going to try and throw them a good birthday party or do something for them on their birthday.
Yeah, I guess if it was just, yeah, just straight friend to friend.
Because like I said, my girlfriend cares about birthdays. So whenever she has a close friend whose birthday it is, she goes above and beyond and does something really nice for them. But that's not because they did something nice for her on her birthday.
Oh, that's true.
It's just because she happens to care about doing things for people on their birthdays.
So do you think that if you went above and beyond for someone's birthday, that's even though after years of not doing that, that maybe you would care more about birthdays? It could potentially change the way you consider birthdays.
Maybe I'm open to that possibility.
Like a giant effort.
No, I think the point of all holidays is to provide like an occasion where it's okay to be like unusually appreciative of someone. Because if you were just like, I'm going to throw you a party, I mean, it might be weird. But on a birthday, that's like okay.
But there's so much falseness out there about birthdays. Like, you can't really feel – it's now diluted by Facebook happy birthdays and text happy birthdays. And, you know, you can't take it as seriously anymore.
I think I agree with you there, Patches. I think that a lot of times the kind of the superficial things and trappings of these sorts of things – I guess what I object more to is that – happy birthday on Facebook where you're, you know, it's 1 second of thought and you're not doing anything. You're not really engaging in that at all. Or the, I'm going to just buy you a greeting card and like send it off in the mail or something like for Mother's Day or something. But I think, I think I do agree though. If you go and actually should do something with real thought behind it and real, real intent to like, make that person happy on their day, then there's certainly something valuable there.
But just to dig deeper into the Facebook angle, like I sometimes do appreciate, even though I am terrible at returning this favor, like I like people coming out of the woodwork to wish me a happy birthday sometimes. People I haven't talked to in a while because I end up popping up on their Facebook and they're like, oh, that guy, I like that guy. I'm going to wish him a happy birthday because I haven't talked to him in a while. So there might be more considerate than we give credit for, that these people are trying to reconnect and reaching out, and the way to do it without being too strange is through birthdays.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, when I'm thinking back to my last birthday almost a year ago now.
Oh, really?
Let me put
that on my calendar and remember to wish you a happy birthday.
Yes, exactly. And I will proceed to ignore
you. When is your
birthday?
June
7th.
Oh, mine's June 1st.
Yeah, we're...
And Ryan, it's meant to be. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the day after, the year after or something, right? With D-Day?
Well, yeah, day after D-Day.
Miserable time.
But when... when I get a message from someone that's not that I know and haven't talked to recently, that's not just happy birthday, it's happy birthday and then something else, like, hey, I haven't talked to you in a long time, whatever, then sometimes I feel a desire to, you know, then, you know, respond to that, and that can open something. And so it's a good excuse, I guess, to try and open it up, a conversation with someone. But I do think that just the happy birthday and that's it is a meaningless gesture.
Ouch. Oh.
So I get it. So maybe what we should do, if we're wishing happy birthday to someone we don't really know, we should include something like, hey, how have you been? Or something, you know?
Either don't do it or go the extra mile.
Yeah.
Whatever avenue you're taking.
Provide some indication that you want to do something, have some sort of relationship or some sort of contact beyond happy birthday. Like, I don't know.
But wouldn't that infuriate you, getting that message as someone who doesn't really care about birthdays? That's my biggest thing. Like, certain people care about birthdays and some don't. Some people don't want to be reminded that they're getting older, and some people want to be lauded for their accomplishment of surviving another year. But I don't want to piss anyone off, so how do I navigate that? I mean, if I sent you a message, me being anybody you're friends with on Facebook, Rajan, wouldn't I end up pissing you off?
No, because I don't care about getting another year older or anything. I just don't think the day has all that much meaning, is all. And so if someone says happy birthday to me, I'm not going to get mad at you for saying happy birthday.
Not in public, anyway.
Yeah. I just don't think it... I don't think it's really that big a deal, that something that needs to be a big deal. But also, I don't think... I don't know.
Ryan. So, Rajan, have you ever said bah humbug on your birthday?
Not that I can recall. Maybe I should.
You have to. You'll become Scrooge, and then you'll be visited by the three ghosts of past, present, and future birthdays. And you'll have a transformation, and then you'll buy a big turkey and yada, yada, yada.
A big birthday cake.
Big birthday cake. The biggest birthday cake in town.
And then Tiny Tim will come. Aww. And blow out all the candles or something.
It'll be beautiful. Ryan, how are you making this birthday the best birthday of all time?
I had a pretty good event. I overnighted some glow-in-the-dark cups to play flip cup and beer pong with.
Yeah, because you're growing up and you're out of college and you're.
I'm raging against the machine, dude.
You certainly are.
Oh, and also I had a Hertz on Demand gift card, so I picked everyone up for the party in a Mercedes.
That is a weird birthday.